A klavem hey. Did tipas cholav shadafla lakteira? A kitchen problem. A drop of milk that spritzed onto a fleishig pat. That's one shalom we're going to discuss here. The title also has din imzav cholav ayisa tachas kedera. If milk spilled under a pat, this is Simon Tzadik Beis in Yerodeya. And these are the halachas that we're going to learn today. The generation going up, forget about that you can have one sink. They think you can't have one stove. The boys tell me, somebody told me, move to a pond, how do I kasher? I say, a person before you wasn't from? Say he was. They say it was Shabbos Shabbos, but he had one stove. Like, it must be treif. So they don't even know that it's possible to have a single stove for fleishes of milk. It's the weirdest thing. But if you have one, you get a spritz from milchis onto fleishing, so you have to learn these halachas. So we're going to have here these dinim. Of course, there's an added dimension in all of this when you have something pariv, because the spritz of milchis of fleishings. It's going to, except if he mentions it, we're going to leave that out temporarily, because first you have to understand the dinim of Isser, and then we can start to talk about pariv, which obviously is far, far more lenient. Okay. Aleph, tipas chalav shenafla kedera shebisu babasar. A drop of milk that fell onto a pot in which meat is actively cooking. So you have your chicken soup cooking on the pot, on the stove, and there's a spritz, you're pouring milk and it spritzes onto the side of the pot. V'chein, tipas iser a kedera shel heter, or treifis onto a kosher pot.
On the outside of the pot.
On the outside. Not on the inside. Misapkalon, b'chala kedera, ayena mefafeya. We have to entertain all possibilities. Now, as in halacha, mefafeya means to spread as a bliya, to spread as a not visible spreading.
Does
it penetrate into the contents of the pot totally or not? So, I don't think so. There's no difference. I think the kedera is. The point is that we have to entertain two possibilities. One possibility is it did go into the contents of the pot, and one possibility is it did not. Now, if there would be 60 times the spritz in the pot, it would be great if it spreads. But then you wouldn't even have to kasher the pot because you'd say, well, it was diluted. But since we're not sure if it spreads into the contents, so even if there's shishim, you're still going to have to kasher the pot because of the possibility that the bliya is concentrated in the pot, the wall of the pot, rather than the contents of the pot. So then in halacha, we entertain both possibilities. When there's 60, it's a kula to say it went into the contents, because then it's batel. And when it's less than 60, it's a chumra to say it went into the contents, because then it asks the contents. And both are going to be true. So let's see.
Scientifically, if we know that you spritz something onto the outside...
What do we know scientifically?
It's not penetrating.
What do you mean the bliya is penetrate?
But not all the way into the...
Of course it does. You don't think if you take a pot of water and you immerse it into a pot of cholent, that the bliya will go through the wall into the water?
Did you
ever take a kugel in a tin and put it into a cholent without the cholent penetrates through the tin into the kugel, it tastes cholenty? Of course it penetrates. No, you don't think, we can do an experiment. Your wife makes a cholent on Shabbos, so you're too health conscious to have cholent. But it's hot on Shabbos, right? Okay, so take a metal container and put a little potato kugel in and put it into the cholent. See if the taste penetrates. The taste can actually come from the top. You have to cover the top too. But the taste will certainly penetrate. When I was a boy, we used to have cholent kugel, we called it. A piece of kugel in the cholent, it tastes far different than without it. So the taste goes. The taste, right. That's what I'm talking about, the taste penetrating. No, the beans don't go through. It's not the gufa, though. All right, so let's see again.
Does that make a difference, the level of the food inside, if it's above the level of food, the level of food?
Right, so we're going to discuss if the spritz is higher than the food inside or lower, although what we just said so far is true in both cases. We'll see in a second. If the spritz fell opposite the chicken soup, it fell on the pot, opposite the contents of it, if you have 60 against the milk, which usually they'll have if it's a spritz, so the contents of the pot are permitted either way. If the bliya went in, if it spreads, and it means it's spreading all the way in, then the 60 against the milk, there will be a problem. Well, if it spread, yeah, if it went evenly, then the pot and the contents will be mutter. If the bliya does not spread into the contents, pshita de ksheira, then of course it's kosher because there's no milk in the contents. You should pour out. It's possible that the milk hit the pot. It's not yet penetrating. It'll penetrate later. You pour it out, but you don't pour it out on the side where the food will come into more contact with the milky wall. You pour it on the other side. Even though earlier we said that when something falls into a pot, you should wait till it cools. Here, don't wait till it cools. The chashina shem nisher oid ma'at shadayin l'mefafeya. Maybe it didn't spread yet. V'mi'ara atav shal ba'is etzad. Afilu b'kader chadasha. U'b'basa b'cholav. Afilu b'kader chadasha. U'b'kli cheres. U'b'kli cheres,
which is baleya.
Okay, it's funny. Here it says the other maybe prints, you have all
wrong.
The same print.
I mean, it says here,
trying to figure it out.
Oh,
it says Basa B'Cholav. Okay. Yeah. So he's saying, even if it's a new pot, and it's Basa B'Cholav, meaning the Leinas and the Vela, which we'll see in the Kabbat Simavav, it becomes a Basa Levata Lechatchila. That's supposed to be mevatel chatchila, but kosh came bedafal iser, the mevatel iser. And so really you could let it stand, you could pour it out on the side of the spritz, it'll be bottle anyway, but we try that to be mevatel iser, to make this a go in. Gablo yater, she is standing, and don't wait till the cool, shem mefafeya, ulchein hakadera loyla masura, because maybe it's mefafeya, ulchein hakadera, the pot itself, loyla masura, has got to be kashif. There's no 60, obviously everything is awesome. So this is the rule of thumb. If a spritz hits the side of a pot, the pot always has to be kasher. There's a milk spritz and a fleshing a pot, or the reverse. And the contents of the pot depend on whether there's shishim or no shishim. Okay, it happens, this is one of the easiest shailas. I mean, so it's hard to figure out if you have shishim. But generally speaking, it's one of the easiest isurim. So it's interesting. One of the interesting things about Yerodeya is when we have sveikis, how much something spreads, we don't call it a safek drabanan, and we don't call it not mitzaref it to other sveikis. Whenever we're not sure how much something spreads, generally speaking, we treat it as iser. We entertain all possibilities and to, I don't know.
When he says here, Misapkalon e Mefafeya Mefolakadeira, is he talking about, you know, we just don't know if the pot was sufficiently hot to cause it to be malaya?
No, this is even if it's certainly hot. Even when it's certainly hot, we don't know. Sometimes taste spreads, and sometimes it doesn't, and we don't know what took place.
So what he's saying is, or what we're saying is that it penetrates through the entire wall of the pot.
It has the potential to penetrate through the entire wall of the pot. Okay, that's fine.
So if it's a suffix of fish, it's a small wow. It's not a smex rako that it went in or out.
No, if it's a sabik of shishim, we don't use a sfek sveka. We're sort of obligated to entertain all possibilities. We always do that. We take a spoon and you stick it into a pot, milcha ke ben yoyim a spoon, to fleshik a pot, you shishim against the whole spoon. Now, why?
Is it
No, ben yaima. When it's a ben yaima, if you have it smutter, you're right. But if it's a ben yaima, we don't say it's a safik. Is the spoon full of bleas, half full of bleas, quarter full? We chayshish the whole spoon because we can't. It's sort of something that's a safik chalaylam, and it's.
I think he's right. I mean, as far as clear is, because nothing is talking about some color. I mean, the whole shah is about some color.
He mentioned. He did mean. He mentioned mechem shari surim. He mentioned. So all right.
Here, they say things that are.
I mean, it doesn't matter because he's saying afilu, even.
Yeah,
The pot's also because the blia may not have gone into the contents, it may have gone only into the pot itself. Right, because the pot, we don't count the metal of the pot to be mevatel the tam. It's only the blia is in the pot, which we can't assume exist. If a spritz of milk fell on a fleishik spoon, so a chayshish that the spoon was used in fleishiks, a chayshish that the unless the volume of the spoon is more than 60 times the milk, then you have to take both chumras.
Hot,
everything hot. We're talking about whatever I say, any bit yaima is mutter all the time. Yeah, but you have to kasher it anyway. If you have a fleshing any bit yaima spoon and milk comes into contact, the milk doesn't become treif, but the spoon has to be kasher. Because if a spoon is simultaneously a fleshing any bit yaima and a milk any bit yaima, it has an identity crisis. It has to be kasher. It can't ask anything, but it doesn't know if it's flesh or milking, so we've got a kasher.
Yeah, to use it anyway, you have to go and
kasher. That's right.
What? They always ask the Eina Ben Yuma, Otto Ben Yuma. You shouldn't mix it up.
We always ask Eina Ben Yuma, Otto Ben Yuma.
Does the content of the pot have to be boiled?
It doesn't have to be boiled. Once it's Yatzei led us by, Yatzei means a certain heat, 120 degrees or so. Then we say bleas travel. It's hot enough, and it doesn't have to be boiling. Boiling is 212 for water. Other things, maybe a different temperature, but you don't need it. It has to be hot. It doesn't have to be boiling, as in bubbling. That it doesn't have to be.
And if it's cooler,
if it's cold, then this all doesn't apply. It's all halachically cold. Question: what's cold? Okay. Beizvim over al bishul b'kdei rezu shahaya by samach b'tech meislais, and if you cooked in this pot, which had 60, so it's only the pot that's aser. And with while ben yaimai, you cooked again. Dinai kamei b'tavshul rishon b'tzar samach magad shenav matshenavol b'bishul rishon, and you need 60 against the tipa. You might think you'll say, look, we don't know if the blia went in or didn't go in. So you'll say, well, if it didn't go in the first time, it'll go in the second time. We don't say that. It could be the first time it didn't spread, and the second time it did spread. So even if the first time it had shishim, we say the pot remains aser, because it still lasted a second time. Avalom, lo yibitav shul rishon samet neged hatipa, v'mkei neser hatav shul kulay, v'yisa kol hakedera. If in the first time the spritz of milk spritzed, and there was no shishim, so not only the pot became asa, the contents became asa. So how much issa blias is there in the walls? Not just the spritz. Now it's the spritz plus the meat that's in the walls. Because the whole contents became asa b'chalav. We have a rule, there's no pot that has 60 times the volume of the thickness of the pot inside of it. Can't call it tafshul asa. Someone once wrote in one of these journals an article calculating that the contents of a pot don't have shishim against the volume of the
walls.
Remember, can't get the walls. We would think maybe tempered steel, which is thinner, maybe it does. But I think somebody
showed it to me. Something
would have. Even aluminum can is very thin.
Okay.
You can find it again, it's been many years. You know, like a Coke can is very thin, Taka. Okay. Could be. How would you measure? It's very hard to measure. You have to use displacement. Okay. I mean, I'm a calculus. At any rate, this is the rule. Now, Gimel brings us to a Rashba. There's a very geshmak akula of the Rashba, and it's very painful that we don't paskin like it, except with Tzirufim we do. The Rashba says something totally very logical. He says, you talk about a pot that a spritz of milk went on it. A small amount of milk went on the pot. It had shishim. You say the pot is still treif. No, it hit the outside of the pot. The pot, you're cooking your chicken soup. A spritz of milk hit the side of it. And now the soup is mutter, it had shishim, but the pot is treif. The Rashba says, look, what are you afraid? That the spritz of milk, when you cook again, the spritz of milk will go in. And even Eina Binyan, Yotu Binyan. He says, look, it depends where the spritz is. Look, the spritz is, you've got a 10-gallon pot, and the spritz is halfway up. The only way it'll ever answer is if you're cooking again. You always can have shishim connected to spritz, certainly if it's going to be connected to the spritz, the water is filled up that high. Now, we call that in Hebrew, mishtamish b'shefa. You always use this pot with more than shishim against the drop of milk. So what are you worried about? You follow? So he says you should be allowed to. You know it'll be bottled. There's a rule that Eima Vatlan is L'chadchila. That's what you mean. But the Eima Vatlan is L'chadchila is if it's your intent to be Mavatl Dias. It's just a normal way to cook, so that you have no intention to bottle this. It's just a normal way of cooking things, and there's no way. It says honey with the bees' legs. It's normal to cook honey before selling it. It makes it all uniform. So normally honey has bee parts in it. Has bee legs and parts of the bodies of the bee. When you cook it, it melts into the honey. It's very hard to remove it. Well, you can't pour honey through a sifter. But when you cook it, it melts in. So it says that since you're not cooking it in order to be mevatel the bee legs, you'd rather bee legs disappear. But it's normal to cook it as part of the processing, so then it's okay. People very often ask about making a raspberry flavoring. Now, all raspberries have bugs in them. If you just cut it, we don't feel that it cuts up the bugs. But if you puree it, it does. So the question is, but is that your intention? You puree it, even if it was plain raspberries with no bugs in it. So that's the, you're allowed to do it. There's no aim about l'nis l'chadchil. So getting back to our Rashba, you're going to use the pot the normal way. There's always going to be shishim. Should be no problem. So the Rashba maintains, I think it's the last sif in Sadi Peis, interestingly, that anything mishtamish b'shefa, there's no problem. That anything that you use b'shefa, you don't have to worry about the spritz. You don't have to kashim. Now the Taz takes exception. It's one of those long Taz in Yeridaya. He takes exception to the Rashba. So let's see how we pass him. Or Gibel. If it's a pot, that's not the derech to use a small amount. There's always 60 against the spritz. Kiva, the Yeshayim, the Kli, the Dakel, Ishtamish, Tomet, Harbe, Mutal, Ishtamish, Balachatchila. Since you have the Raj Rashita that permits it. Here he does consider it a question whether it's mefafeya. And since you use a b'shefa, I can't come to Yisr. So here we've the Rajba together with the suffix mifafeya, and it's mutter the chemik derek tana v'nafal maat at shloim l'malkapodim yesh b'sabach nega b'ashadafal. It always says 60. Avolim yesh suffix yesh b'tavshal shishim nega b'ashadafal. what you said. This that they established the suffix, it doesn't become a suffix for Svek Sveika purposes. Okay, I'm not sure what this last the last piece means, but at any rate, the this is the now there is, I believe, a Yad Avraham in the Gilead of the Shulchan Aruch, who says the Taz says that by some Esdais and Tavlef Gam you can be Mekel, which he says you just wait for it to be an Eina Ben Yaima. If you have a Spritz. But that's the Rajma. The Rajma is not your intent to be Mavatl. It's just normal to cook with 60 times the amount. And that's the normal way to cook in this pot. So it could be Mekel. But that's not waiting to be Mavatl. That's waiting for the Bliya to become old. That's the Mavatl. You're waiting for the Bliya to become old, and that's okay. So we looked at Rajma. All right, we stayed overtime. I figured you came already in the snow. We got to